film reviewer Sue Murphy. Sue, how are you doing?
Are you all right? How are you? You good?
Yeah, very good. Thinking of going out to the cinema tonight or thinking of watching a TV tonight, what's on in the cinema that's new?
I think the best film that's probably out this weekend is 71, which is, there's been a lot of hype about this actually.
There has.
Especially at the Berlin Film Festival, but it's all right. It's absolutely brilliant film. Stars Jack O'Connell as this kind of soldier who gets stuck behind enemy lines after a riot in Belfast.
He's the guy I saw on Startup.
Yeah.
And he's
so good. Like, he's
he's
a really, really good, really, really good actor, and he carries this entire film. It's about 99 minutes long, and it's basically him. Like, and you just kind of, it's a really good, besides the fact that it has all the backdrop of the whole Belfast thing as well, it is a really good thriller. And what's really weird about it, even though it's about Belfast, it's actually, a lot of it is shot in England as well, but they just make it look so good.
Now, what's the story?
So basically, he ends up in Belfast, gets stuck after a riot behind enemy lines, and basically has to make his way back to his barracks. But of course, while all this is happening, he just encounters people from the IRA, encounters people from the UVF, and he's just trying to safely get back and trying to get home. That's the whole point of it. So the entire time, it's just this build up of tension the entire way through the film. And he just really carries it so well. I just think this is one of the best films you will see this year.
Wow, okay, it's called 71, and it's not taking sides or anything, is it?
No, and that's what's really interesting about it as well. It's taken from his point of view, and even though he's a British soldier, you'd expect it to be tainted a little bit, but it just kind of paints everyone in this situation as bad. They're all out for themselves, they're all out to try and keep themselves alive, and he's trying to keep himself alive. So it's kind of nearly, it's not taken a side, which is interesting with a Belfast story, because usually you do get the sides. So I just thought it was fantastic. It's really,
so
really
good. So it's one of these journey things of a guy trying to get back home.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, the cast in this are absolutely brilliant. There's a lot of Irish people involved in this as well. David Wilmot involved, Charlie Murphy from Love Hate, Killian Scott plays one of the IRA guys, a lot of Irish actors, and a lot of really good Irish actors at the top of their game at the moment. Charlie Murphy is one of the best actresses we have at the moment. I think she's great.
And 71, who directed it?
Jan Damange is the guy's name, but he's he's done TV up to this point. So really? Kind of Criminal Justice, Secret Diary of a Call Girl. Oh, this is kind of one of his big first big films. And if this is a prediction of what's going to come, he's one to watch.
Right. Well, Sue Murphy says thumbs up, so you can blame her if you don't like it. It's called 71. That's on the big screen, one of the big new movies this weekend. Anything else on the big screen?
Annabelle is out this weekend as well. I don't know if you saw The Conjuring, which was one of the great horror films of the last couple of years, directed by James Wan, guy who directed Saw.
Oh, I did see The Conjuring.
Yeah, and The Conjuring was really good, because he takes the old elements of horror and somehow manages to make a really good film out of it as well. Even though you're kind of expecting the jumps, you know what's going to happen. It's shot really well.
The doll, no?
The doll is at the start of it, so this is the origin story for the doll. So Annabelle's story. Now, okay. James Wan is on as a producer. He doesn't actually direct it this time, and I think that's where it falls down. It's okay. It's not absolutely brilliant. There is some good jumps in it, but it's a lot of what you've seen before. It's all about the doll, though. She's very much like the whole kind of Chucky thing. She's terrifying. And I went to the cinema screen, and they had her sitting outside in a rocking chair.
To go back to the IRA, I have to say, but there's a new Chucky movie out. It's called Chucky Our Law. I couldn't resist it. Okay, go on. Since you said IRA and Chucky, sorry.
It's perfect. But yeah, she's just actually the lead actress in this, Annabelle Wallace. She's actually really, really good, and she's stunning in it as well. I just don't think it's as good as a horror could be. I think they rushed it. I think they tried to get it out as soon as possible off the back of The Conjuring.
Yeah, but there's such a huge audience, mostly of young people, for horror movies.
Cleaning up at the box office. It's doing as well as Gone Girl.
Yeah, and they love kind of, the late night stuff, and they love couples going out and all the rest of it.
Yeah.
It's huge. It's huge for cinemas.
You'll see all the scares coming, but it's still worth the jumps.
Oh, and don't tell me, it's probably based on a true story as well, is it?
It is.
There was a real live doll, was there?
There actually is. If you search it online, you'll see pictures of the real live doll.
Oh,
so.
Shut up. God's sake. Okay, well, 71, definite thumbs up. Annabelle, not bad at all for what it is, but not necessarily amazing. What about small screen? Is there another big screen, is there?
There's Maze Runner is the last one that's out as well. It's another one of
huge
those kind
ads
of
for that all
yeah,
over the place,
dystopian
yeah.
kind of thing. It's a book series that was written by James Dashner. It's another one of those films that you wouldn't expect to be any good, but it's actually really dark. It's about these kids that, this kid just gets ends up in an elevator, ends up in the middle of this field in the middle of nowhere and surrounded by a maze. And he doesn't know why he's there or what's happened, and he's like there with others, so they don't know what's actually going on, and needs to make his way through the maze to get out. So a lot of it is very dark because you don't actually know what's happening.
Yeah.
It's a good thriller, and even though these kind of teenage films seem to be good, like the Hunger Games, stuff like that, are just really, really good.
Yeah.
I would actually recommend this one. I thought it was really, really good.
Yeah.
Except for the last 10 minutes, it kind of let itself down a little bit.
This is the kind of movie that has to have a good last 10 minutes.
But it's going to be a series, you see. So they're kind of leading it forward. It's kind of like, oh, we're going to end here and we're going to move on to the next film.
Right,
so it's definitely well worth the watch. Will Poulter is in this one, who I absolutely love. He is
cool.
A great actor.
Yeah, he was in the Rambo movie. the kids
Son of Rambo. Brilliant, brilliant actor. Yeah. He's definitely one to watch.
He was in BAFTA there last year. Went up on stage and won it. I can't remember. Maybe it wasn't.
He was in that
Best
that,
New
the
Young
Bill,
Actor.
Yeah, the, what was that? Not Kill Bill. It was the film with Bill.
Uncle Bill, or the guy who lived in the. Oh, he was fantastic.
Yeah,
in we had to look after his little brother and his father come out of jail. But the father was actually a kind of a goodie in the end.
Yeah, exactly.
And the father beat the crap out of the guy at the end. So I'm giving away the ending. It was such a good movie. And he's in the taxi going away and I said, doesn't matter, I might be going to jail, but that was worth it.
Yeah, it's an absolutely brilliant. And he gave an absolutely brilliant performance. I definitely want to watch.
Yeah.
And he doesn't even have enough screen time in this, I think. I think they could have given him a little bit more. So, in terms of, like, if you want a good thriller, something that's pretty good, this is definitely one to watch as well.
All right, so it seems pretty good. 71. The Maze Runner and Annabelle. What's on the small screen?
Oh, A Million Ways to Die in the West. I'm saying this because I want people to avoid it like the plague. Is one of the worst films I've seen.
Dreadful.
Did you see it? It's absolutely
awful.
There wasn't one laugh.
Seth MacFarlane.
He wrote it, directed it, produced it, and that was
the best thing was the opening credits, because it's a real old western with great old western music and the big plains of America.
That's what I thought as well, because I'm a big fan of westerns.
Downhill
and there was,
from there.
They could have done a lot with it as well, and there was absolutely no laughs. Yeah, no, I just really didn't enjoy this, and I just think they handed over too much power for the and the cast he had. Liam Neeson, you know, like, what are you doing? You have a really good cast, you should be able to do something good with it. Just no, please avoid it. The one I would recommend this weekend is Joe, which is stars Nicolas Cage. Great film, and particularly for the kid in that, played by Ty. So
what
he has
about
to,
the father of the kid?
Oh, he's just a complete. He was a real homeless person.
So I heard,
he actually died after filming.
I heard,
But Ty Sheridan is the kid in this, and he is another one to watch. Absolutely brilliant actor.
The beginning of the movie is amazing. It's just about a bunch of people who are sort of poisoning trees to let stuff get built, and it's kind of, well, it's illegal, it's not illegal, and he's in charge of all these kind of
he's an ex-con in it as well, and he kind of has to make this decision whether he's going to look after this kid or not. But Nicolas Cage is brilliant in this, and it just shows you when you
take that phrase out and use it as a pro. Nicolas Cage is brilliant. Something wrong here. I know Nicolas Cage is brilliant sometimes, it's just that he has a habit of just not saying not giving a damn what he acts in.
It's the big budget production he does. If he does something small scale and he actually has to work in the role, I think there's no one better than Nicolas Cage.
He is the Joe of the title in this, but God, there's some tough bits in it.
Yeah, it
you
is.
You know, the toughest bit of all is when he skins the animal. You know, the animal hanging up in the kitchen.
Yeah, it's quite brutal, and you do really feel for him as well. But I would definitely say that Ty Sheridan is just one. He was in Mud as well, which was another great film. If you haven't caught that one, Matthew McConaughey.
Yeah,
definitely worth it. Great performances all around there.
Robinson Crusoe thing almost. What was I going to say? Yeah, the father in this movie, though, really scary stuff.
If you want to read about
the film, there's one stage when he kills this guy down by the river drinking. Oh, my
God, it's really hard to watch, and you just kind of want him to get out of that situation. So it's very emotional. I will warn people about that.
What you're saying is we're going to be hearing more of Ty Sheridan.
I think definitely going to be hearing a lot more about him.
All right, well, listen, thanks a million for that. It's just Rent. That's a Rent or a Buy thing in terms of Joe. Is that the only main one on DVD? Really?
Yeah, the rest is kind of. You've got a lot of series coming out this week as well. So you've got American Dad, stuff like that, another 24. So a lot of kind of TV kind of box sets. These are the kind of main films that'll be out this weekend.
All right, listen, Sue Murphy, thanks a million, Sue, for dropping in and telling us all about that.